听力课堂，听 class.com。
The Police Exchange Scheme。
Lots of kids say they want to join the police when they grow up, and so imagine being a police officer at Disneyland in Paris, a child's ultimate dream. We met a Spanish police officer doing just that. He's patrolling outside Disney to help Spanish holidaymakers who have a problem. It's part of a scheme which European interior ministers came up with to exchange police officers between countries so victims of crime abroad can get help in their own language.
Their patrol area?Disneyland Paris, a site to the east of the French capital. Their mission? To show they're there for tourists from all over the world. Although their uniforms are very similar, these officers are from two different countries. The officer on the right is from Spain, Gonzalo Recio from the Policía Nacional Madrid. He's one of five foreign officers at the amusement park.
Our daily task here is to patrol. We welcome people.We want to appear as inconspicuous as possible.
Some 20,000 tourists visit Disneyland Paris every day in search of pleasure. But there's crime here as well. This group of Mexican tourists is enjoying their trip. But if something were to happen, a missing wallet, say, Mickey Mouse would be unable to help them.And they'd certainly be pleased to see a Spanish-speaking police officer, if they could find one. Today, a reporter from French radio is here. She wants to know whether anything exciting has been happening.
No, no.
So the disappointed journalist doesn't get her crime story. But Gonzalo Recio suddenly spots a group of Spaniards.
You're from Spain and you don't recognize your country's police uniform?
Of course they did. And Gonzalo is pleased. He tells them to come to him if they have any problems. The tourists from Barcelona are impressed.
When you talk to a Spaniard, it's reassuring. You feel well looked after.
Then the police officers finally have something to deal with. Illegal street vendors. But they vanish as soon as they see a uniform.Gonzalo and his French colleague Frédéric take pursuit through the Eurostar station. The French officer tells Gonzalo about his strategy.
We will go right to the end, then come out at the back, and sometimes they don't see us.
But Gonzalo won't be allowed to arrest the fleeing dealers. Only the French police can do that. But this is not the day they get to click on handcuffs.They're too late, and the men got away. Gonzalo is disappointed. But he won't forget his summer deployment in Paris. He has a souvenir photo taken in front of the French Interior Ministry. Gonzalo with a German and a French colleague. A month into the police exchange scheme, it seems to be proving its worth. The presence of the foreign officers has meant effective prevention. And there's been good feedback from happy tourists.The whole effort has been justified.
It might seem symbolic to you, but there have been cases where the European police really have intervened. On the whole, they've done a lot of good. It's not just window dressing.